Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network, and we are about to strap on in for 2 months of NBA playoffs. That seems like a lot. Should the playoffs be 2 months? I don't know. But I do feel like the baseball playoffs are too short. Because they are. Oh, best of three, then a best of five, then okay, I guess finally we'll do a best of seven. Dumb. The play-in tournament, which is not technically the playoffs, you can't say you made the playoffs until you play your way in, begins on Tuesday night. Atlanta finished eighth in the regular season, so they will be the road team in Orlando, who finished seventh. In the East, Memphis, 8th, Golden State, 7th. Now, that game was pretty important on Sunday. And remember when Harrison Barnes made a last-second shot to beat the Warriors as a member of the Spurs last week? It completely, like, threw upheaval to what the playoff picture looks like in the West. Warriors have had some bad luck in these playing games. They are 0-3. They make this thing and they don't win it. They've lost to the Lakers before. But now they've got the opportunity to right their wrongs. Jimmy Butler and that trade, hoping that they can will them out of this thing. But they're in it because of the game that they lost on Sunday. Basically, that whole first window was Eastern Conference games and none of them mattered. I mean, so little stuff mattered on Sunday. Pat Connaughton had 42 points for the Bucks. Bronny James got a start. Like, nothing mattered, except for this game. Whoever lost was going to be in the play-in. Whoever won gets a week off of work. The lead changed 23 times. Harden, Kawhi, Steph, Jimmy Butler, they all had 30-plus points. Harden had a 12-point overtime to give L.A. the fifth seed. And sent the Warriors to the play-in. So the winner will take on the Rockets, the number two seed. The Rockets are the number two seed in the West. They have the 10th best odds to win the championship. Everybody's dismissing the Rockets. Just a flat-out dismissal. The Thunder have the best odds, and then the Celtics, both about 2-1. 2-1 odds. Cavs are 5-1. Lakers 9-1. Warriors 14-1, even though they still got to get out of the play-in tournament. Denver 22-1. Clippers 28. Knicks 33-1. Minnesota 40-1. And then the Rockets are 45-1. 10th best in all of the NBA. So we'll see what happens in the Warriors and Grizzlies game tomorrow night, and we'll see what happens in the Hawks and Magic playing game. Now, whoever wins that is just going to get fed to the Celtics. Just like whoever is the eighth seed is going to get fed to the Cavs. The Heat are 2-0 all time against the Bulls in the play-in tournament. This is kind of crazy. The same teams end up being in this thing year after year. But the Bulls, even though they finished 39-43 like they always do, they are coming in with like more of a momentum and more like a fun factor. The Heat seem to be trending downwards, the Bulls trending upwards, but they're going to lose to the Cavs. And whoever is the eighth seed between the Warriors, Grizzlies, Kings, and Mavericks, they're going to lose to the Thunder. So we do these play-in tournaments just to see teams lose, but not always. Remember, the Heat did win the Eastern Conference as a play-in team a few years ago with Jimmy Butler, so he brings that experience to the Warriors. But the Rockets, nobody is giving the Rockets any credit. I think if Golden State wins, Golden State will be the favorite in that series. Lakers and Timberwolves, that is one of the series we do know. It's the number three seed against the number six seed. So this is going to pit Luka Doncic and Rudy Gobert against each other. In the Western Conference Finals last year, Luka destroyed Rudy, and there was that image of him screaming in his face. So the Wolves got to be physical. The Lakers might have some concerns that they don't have the size to match up with Minnesota. The Lakers are the favorite in this series at a minus 195 clip. So you're looking at about a 67% chance is what the odds would give you for them to win this series. I would think that the Lakers advance. The Timberwolves, I was so high on the Timberwolves a year ago, beating the Nuggets. Couldn't get past Dallas. So we'll see how this one looks. But I think a lot of people are going to go the way of the Lakers. The other matchup in the West is the Nuggets versus the Clippers. This one's interesting. The odds makers have the Nuggets as a slight favorite. Minus 130, so 56% chance to win, just if you're going to look at what bookmakers think. Nuggets, obviously, they fired their coach. The owner says, play with joy and have fun. They are doing that. David Adelman, the interim coach, has three games to try to figure this thing out. But the Clippers, they are like, and we saw them yesterday in a big spot and they won it. James Harden effective. The Clippers have had a lot of opportunities to go deep in the playoffs in the last decade with James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, even Paul George. Norm Powell is playing very well. He's putting up numbers that if it was still Paul George with that name branding, I think a lot of us would think a lot more highly of the Clippers. When Kawhi got there, Paul George, I thought, okay, this is a team that will win a championship. It's just a matter of when. They lost to the Nuggets in a conference semifinals. They lost to the Suns in a conference finals. They haven't gotten past the first round, however, in the last few years. Now, with a 50-32 record, Ty Lue's got these guys quietly playing as well as they have. And everything is like eerily going well for them. I like the Clippers. I like both LA teams to come out of the West in the first round. I'm going to take the Lakers. The star power, too much for me. Although Minnesota last year went on a run that a lot of people didn't expect. The Nuggets, I know they fired their coach and they're getting some fun and free joy. But I think the Clippers, like, could make a run. Now, if they win this series, they'd have to play the Thunder. So you got some KG vets against some of the young guys. And I think a lot of people are still not waiting for the other shoe to drop with the Thunder, but doubting or thinking that they need more playoff experience. They're not battle-tested enough. So those are the series in the West. In the East, you have the Knicks. They're the biggest favorite of the first round. The three-seeded Knicks against the six-seeded Detroit Pistons. You're looking at a minus 355. That's a 78% chance of winning if you are the Knicks. Pistons have been physical. They've been like not just physical, like they play tough defense, physical, like they get in fights with people. And they could really lock it down on the boards. But they basically let you shoot as many threes as you want. So I think this could be a real good series. It could also be one of those series that is a five-game series. It looks really good. They're all competitive, but the Knicks get the upper hand and the better of Detroit each and every game. But I'm eager to see how that one plays out. Milwaukee is an underdog against the Pacers. The Pacers are minus 210. So they have a 67% chance of winning the series. They do say if Damian Lillard was playing with no blood clot issues, Indiana would still, although slightly, be a favorite. And that surprises me. That surprises me. I know the Bucks are flawed. Trust me. I know they're flawed. But I think that the Pacers might be getting a little more credit than they deserve for what they did a year ago. They're a pretty deep team. They can go down the bench rotation-wise. They'll have guys that make shots. They'll have guys that annoy the hell out of you if you play against them. They also beat a Bucks team that was without Giannis and then Damian Lillard, and then they beat a Knicks team that got injured throughout their series. Giannis has not, like, been in the playoffs at all. He's been in three playoff games since May of 2022. He missed some games in Miami's series where they went to the finals, and then he missed the games last year against Indiana. So I don't think you doubt him. I like Milwaukee to get past Indiana, only to get fed to Cleveland. And then I do like the Knicks to advance and probably lose to Boston. So the way the bracket's going to go, I think you're going to see Boston and the Cavs end up in the Eastern Conference Finals. And that really is going to be close. Could be anybody's guess. You can make a case for both. And in the West, you know, the Lakers could make a run. The Warriors, if they could still make a run. I'm thinking something magical could happen with the Clippers. Should be the Thunder. We're all pretending like the Rockets don't exist. So can't wait to get started. I love this time of the year. I love that I get to be on the air while watching these games. I love to get the instant reaction and what it all means. It's a lot of fun to talk NBA playoffs throughout. We will not ignore what's going on the ice either with the NHL regular season wrapping up. So let's make sure that we cover that as well. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We've got Guess What They Said coming up. Got a couple minutes for you. Johnny is in California. Johnny.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
Hey, man, first-time caller, listened to you on the way home tonight, and I heard Jeff come on, and I assume he's a regular caller?
He started calling last week, 2 weeks ago, so I don't know when you become a regular. I don't know how much time it takes, but I have talked to Jeff before.
Okay.
I think it sounds like I will again.
It sounds like. Yeah, sounds like he's trying to bamboozle you. It's kind of funny, but anyway.
Are you saying he didn't really think Scottie Scheffler took a poop in the woods? He just wanted to ask somebody that on the radio?
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to do a little fun football thing with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll try anything. It's the last hour of the show.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you some phrases that describe NFL teams, and you tell me which team it is. Now, I'll start easy ones, like, for example,
okay.
Let's say frequent flyers. What NFL team would that be?
Frequent flyers?
The Jets. Frequent flyers. All right.
Or
a Minuteman would be the Patriots.
Patriots.
Okay, so that's where we're going with this.
Okay.
So we'll get into some more fun ones. How about Visa experts?
Visa experts.
Right. Experts on Visa.
Like Visa. The credit card or like applying
to
travel?
Yeah, the credit card.
Oh, this would be the Chargers.
Boom, baby, Bart on top. All right, nice job.
Why are we doing this? Why is this something why are we doing this?
It's something different, you know? Everybody can play and listen and play at the same time.
All right, okay.
All right, here we go. Barbie's swim gear.
Barbie's swim gear?
Yeah. Barbie's your team.
Barbie's swim gear. So
Barbie.
Bikini.
Focus on Barbie herself.
Barbie's a blonde. Her swim gear is pink.
Well, that's true.
Doll. We're gonna go with a doll.
Boom.
The dolphins.
There you go. Barbie swim gear. Dolphins. That's what she uses. Wha-bam. Okay. This is going to get hard. Okay. This is the best. This is my favorite. $1 per corn cob.
Oh, well, that's the Buccaneers.
Boom. You're on.
Do you do this with other shows or what? Why are we doing this?
I saw this in a package of stuff I had, and I was on the way home listening to you, and I thought, hey, let's play. So that's why.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I actually maybe even like it.
You want one more?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Third letter, vertebrae.
Third letter what? Vertebrae?
Third letter, bird of prey.
Ah, Seahawks.
Oh, you're killing it. I got to ask you something. Nice job.
All right, Johnny, I appreciate your call and your enthusiasm.
I'll give you another one another time.
Please do.
Okay, take care.
We're going to get the whole league done by Friday, Johnny. Carlos, you got people producing segments right under your nose. That's kind of insulting.
No, I'm not insulted by it because the delivery needs a little work. We got to work on the presentation, but I didn't hate that.
Barbie swim gear. I'm still having a hard time.
Yeah. There's a better way to lead into it. But that's the thing. I think if the lead-ins are done correctly, and again, I'm all about presentations, getting the imaging right, getting the music and everything flowing into it. There's something there. Now, I'm not saying this is a weekly thing, but there's something there. When we are in the middle of MLB's All-Star break and we are dying for content, don't be surprised if this thing comes up.
How about last minute luggage fillers?
Last minute luggage fillers?
Yeah. Last minute suitcase fillers.
And we're still talking about football, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because for baseball, I would have had two answers, but for football, That's good.
Packers.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what? I like where your head's at. I'm also just too stupid for this game, but I think I can write some great lead-ins.
Ooh, I got one more good one. How about no matter what they do with the third pick in the draft, it will be the wrong decision.
Did the Browns trade back?
Barry's in Boston.
How are you, brother?
Hey, Barry.
So I am home now, and I didn't have the piece of paper that I needed to find, and I found it. Her name is Heather Hampton. She played for the University of Wisconsin. I told her that I know the owner of the Green Bay Packers, so she looked at me weird. She's, just so you know, you're my second favorite Wisconsin. She's definitely my first.
I feel like I just started reading chapter 5 of a book. What are we talking about?
Heather Hampton, University of Wisconsin, sang the national anthem at the Packers game versus the Vikings in first game, 1997.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, okay. National anthem. I know, but I met her tonight. She's at a conference in here in Boston at the casino for whatever, sure, for a gas company. I think I'm pretty sure she sounded better than that. She's easy on the eyes. You can take that any way that you want to. She was, beautiful. And she was like, I was on the lacrosse team and blah, 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 in first game. And I was like, who do they play? And she looked at me like I was weird. She's like, the Vikings. I'm like, oh, sorry. Jeez, I didn't know. Yeah. So I told her about you. She didn't hear about you. And I was like, well, he's like, he's Mr. Milwaukee. You don't know him? And no. I said, well, now you do. And I told her to listen tonight, but she said by the time she got up to her hotel room, she's got a conference in the morning, she'll probably be sleeping. I said, well, you can listen to it. What's that? Is it the Odyssey app? She can listen to it tomorrow? Or whatever that. Yes, sir.
I have a follow-up question.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Why are you telling me any of this?
Because I met somebody who talks like you. She was beside me.
Once
I said, where are you from? She's like, Wisconsin. And then I said, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. And I told her about cheese. I said, this guy, I think I can beat his ass in eating cheese. I said, I'm going to give him a pound of cheese, me a pound of cheese. She says, I'll beat both you guys. I was like, well, let's go. And then I told her about how the NFL draft.
So were you at this conference or you were just at the casino?
I was at the conference because a couple of my friends work for the same company that she works for. They had probably like 7,000 or 8,000 people there. So it's a Monday. There's not much going on anywhere in any concerts or anywhere. So it was all her company and me because I know two of the people that work there, two of my friends from Virginia Beach.
Okay, so, this seems like a phone call that I don't know that this should have been aired on the radio. This feels like a phone call.
Okay, so let's talk about. I know where
we're going. I gotta go play. We're doing it's game night in America. I gotta go play another game, so I gotta let you go.
All right, brother. Hey, Bruins game tomorrow night. The guy that I taught how to play hockey, he's gonna play in his second game at home. I'm going to the game. Cheap tickets because the Bruins stink. They're terrible.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this trend of learning about all the auxiliary people in your life, Barry. But thank you for thinking of me once you met Heather Hampton.
Yeah. I think he's just literally starting to create the BCU, the Barry Cinematic Universe.
I think there's not too many callers that you can, like, feel the loneliness come through your radio.
That's good. There's three callers that come to mind that when they call, I'm like, yeah, you got nobody.
Like, I'm a little more lonely just hearing that. All right. We got Guess What They Said coming up. That's next on the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Guess what they said. Just like the voice guy said, every Monday and Fridays, mostly, on the Bart Winkler Show and the Infinity Sports Network. It is the game show sweeping the nation. And whoever listens to us on the free Odyssey app, search Bart Winkler Show, and I podcast this separately. Guess what they said. Here's the premise of the game. I get 5 clips. Bart will try to guess what he or she or it has said. Because eventually, I'm sure AI will eventually rear its head in here one of these days. AI are overlords that I bow down to. Just everybody knows, I worship Siri. Bart will guess what this AI or she or he said, and we scored accordingly. 3 correct guesses gets you a win. 3 losses gets you ridiculed, and you will hang your head in shame for the rest of the week, or on Friday if you're going into the weekend. Bart, let's start here. Congratulations to Paige Beckers officially being selected number 1 overall. She's going to be a Dallas Wing. Now, I wonder, does the jersey come with blue cheese or ranch? No?
Carlos,
nothing?
I would like it if you took if you sewed your mouth shut.
It'd be hard for me to
do the rest of the game and segment with you.
This is the WNBA coverage you get here, folks. Does Dallas Wings get blue cheese or ranch?
I mean, listen, I didn't tell them to name their team the Wings. That being said, Paige Bueckers will be headed to Dallas. She was selected number one overall. So I want you to guess what she had to say here. It's 20 seconds long. Guess what Paige Bueckers had to say in regards to her reaction being drafted number one overall.
It's a dream come true. You work hard for this. You hope for it. You want it to happen. And then when that moment comes, it's everything you ever wanted. I just can't wait to get started. This is the next phase of my journey. I want to win championships at this level, too. And I can't wait to be a member of the Dallas Wings.
Just extremely grateful for the whole journey since that moment where that video was made, the entire 5 years since then. The ups and downs, the everything, the relationships, the experiences, the bonds that I built, it's just been amazing, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. So to be where my feet are tonight, to share this moment with the people that I love, just means everything.
Good enough for me. I mean, again, that's the premise of this game. We always start with a layup.
Did you see the tweet that was re-going around from Gary Knox?
No. In fact, I don't even know who that is.
So Gary Knox, all right, who works for Care 11, is a photojournalist. And this tweet is from September 24th, 2013. Remember the name, Paige Bueckers, sixth grade, think Diana Taurasi. Best sixth grade guard I've ever seen, St. Louis Park.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What absolute foresight that he has. Good for him.
Yeah. And so a lot of people interviewing him today, and man.
Good.
I've had so many tweets that have almost got me fired. It's nice to see a W on the timeline.
Yeah, seriously. Now, I was hoping it was not going to be a weird situation like Caitlin Clark and that Indiana reporter from last year. Like, let's steer clear from all of that. All right, so you're 1-0. Let's go to Steve Kerr, Warriors head coach. They are going to be in the play-in game. But this is really more about the heels of coaches getting fired. Mike Budenholzer got the axe from the Phoenix Suns. Terrible season from them. Michael Malone and Taylor Jenkins got fired earlier in the season. Really, just recently. So it's a very strange phenomenon. So I want you to guess what Steve Kerr had to say on why coaches are more expendable than ever. This is 14 seconds long. Guess what Steve Kerr had to say.
There's a lot more at stake. The owners want quicker results. Nobody wants to wait around anymore. It's a what have you done for me lately league. And even if you've done something lately, it might not be late enough. So you got to, everybody's getting a little more impatient and people want to win. They don't want to wait to build a winner.
One thing that's happened is most teams are now owned by billionaires, big corporations, and so we're all more expendable. There's so much money in the business now.
Wow.
Which is why I threw it there, because, it always gets boring if you start sweeping the games. But actually, it's really interesting because he's right.
He took it as a way to go big against big business. Interesting.
Yeah. Corporations are owning teams now. Like, there are organizations.
Well, corporations are people.
Well, yeah, but like, there's a lot more like private firms, like venture capitalists that are jumping in. Not only in the NBA, like all over sports, there's so much private equity coming in. That's like, we're going to get publicly traded teams pretty soon. Like, I don't know how, like, smarter people
than
me.
I own stock in the team.
You sure do. But it's like, that's the rarity. It's not the norm.
I do have a question. And forgive me for branching out. But sure. Where did it come from? All these people that have, like, all this money. Where did it come from? Why are we balancing our checking account? If there's all this money in the world, where did it come from?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Why do I have to decide whether I want to eat breakfast or I want to eat lunch? Like, I have to make real life changing decisions here.
Well, you should stop eating breakfast. You should start intermittent fasting.
Well, I do. That's called working here.
I can only eat within a 6-hour period because that's all I can afford. Let's go to the Masters. That was the big event of the weekend. We'll start with Bryson DeChambeau. I want you to guess what he said on his performance in the Masters. It's 19 seconds long. Now, after 3 rounds of play, he was second on the leaderboard. He had been trailing Justin Rose. He'd been trailing Rory McIlroy. He seemed to position himself well to stay within striking distance. He melted down, essentially, on Sunday. Did not have a good round whatsoever. So you mentioned it. It was Rory and Bryson, and then it just became Rory and Rory in that period. So I want you to guess what Bryson DeChambeau had to say about his game in the Masters.
He's pretty raw, right? He's pretty... He's going to say, it sucked. I sucked. I did stupid things and made bad shots. Put myself in that position and then play like this. Terrible. I'll learn from it, do better next time. But this was at the Masters final round. This was unacceptable.
If I just had somewhat a good iron play this week, it would have been a lot different outcome. But coulda, shoulda, wouldas. You got to do it out here, and it's going to be a fun playoff to watch. But take a lot of good from this week. I'm excited for the rest of my life.
Could not be any more wrong.
No, that's I like that answer. I'm excited for the rest of my life. I'm going to start answering questions that way.
Now, how old is Bryson DeChambeau?
Mid-20s?
Yeah, so he's got plenty of, like, golf ahead of him. So, yeah, no, I like that answer, too. I didn't like it for you because now you're 1-2.
He's 41?
No way he's 41. I feel like I just heard of him.
He's 31.
Okay, all right. All right, this is what happens when I don't have a computer screen in front of me. All right, I'm not always looking things. Everything you hear from me is authentic. Either I know it.
He can't be 41. His name's Bryson. That puts him between 27 and 34.
That is an absolute fair point. All right, so you are 1-2. You need this one to stay into the game. So we're going to go to the runner-up in the Masters, and that's Justin Rose. Now, he had a great, great finish on Sunday. Forced a playoff with Rory. Unfortunately, came off the heels of having a third round. So I want you to guess what Justin Rose had to say on his playoff loss. Now, remember, everybody who was watching at home, Rory had an opportunity. If he would have hit the par on the 18th, he would have won the Masters. No playoff would have been good to go. He won the bogeying. That's 5 shots for everybody who doesn't pay attention or just learn golf like I did. So we had to go to the playoff in the 18th hole. Justin Rose fell just a little bit short there. So, Bart, I want you to guess what he had to say in 15 seconds on the playoff loss.
That was great to get a chance to get back in there, mate.
He's British, not Australian.
Lad. It was great to get a chance to get back in there. You love it for Rory. Wish things would have gone better. And could have had a couple mistakes along the way. But just always love to get a chance to be late in these tournaments. And, you know, I'm excited for the rest of my life.
Unfortunately, the playoff, they always end so quickly. You know, that's sudden death. You don't really get an opportunity. If you're not the guy to hit the great shot or hole the great putt, you know, it's over. So I felt like that's the nature of sudden death, but not really anything I could have done more today.
I would have given you the point because he made me laugh. That was a good laugh, but you were so far off of the mark on the clip that I can't
possibly
do it. The
accent wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
You started Australian, then you went borderline Irish.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, I think he's starting to stick the landing around Great Britain, but not really. All right, so you lost. That's official, but we got people still playing at home, so let's get this last one, and all hail the champion, Rory McIlroy. And he wins in a playoff. So I want you to speak. I want you to rather guess what he had to say about loosening the burden of never winning the Masters until now. This is 23 seconds long. I want you to guess what Rory had to say about getting that monkey off of his back.
Oh, it's just such a relief.
Now that's good.
it follows you everywhere you go. You think about it, you dream about it. You hope that one day it can become a reality. All the hard work you put into it, your parents, your sacrifice. And it's just, it still seems surreal. It seems like a dream. A good dream, but it seems like a dream nonetheless.
I've carried that burden since August 2014. It's been 11 years, it's nearly 11 years. I'm not just about winning my next major, but the career Grand Slam, you know, trying to join a group of five players to do it. You know, watching a lot of my peers get green jackets in the process.
Does it really matter? You had lost anyway. So congratulations to Rory and not to Bart Winkler.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Hey, those are the shakes. You know, you try to put it all out there. Sometimes you got it. Sometimes you don't. You just got to put one foot in front of the other. And, you know, the overnight success understands that success doesn't come overnight. And I'm excited for the rest of the show. I'm excited that it's almost over, actually.
I thought you were going to sneak in one more time. You could be excited for the rest of your life. I would have applauded. Golden well, opportunity.
I said I'm excited for the rest of the show. That's what I did.
Nah, I didn't like it.
All right, let's get an update here. It's our wee friend, Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Looking forward to the play-in tournament starting on Tuesday with the Magic and the Hawks. That's the Grizzlies and Warriors play, but everybody's excited for the Magic and the Hawks. I know Johnny is in Atlanta. What's up, Johnny?
What's going on, Bart, man? I want to thank you, man, because I thought I followed NBA. But I never followed Western Conference. When you said the Houston Rockets was in second place, I blew my mind. Like, what? Where did that come from?
You didn't know? They've been in second all year.
I don't follow Western Conference. I don't follow Houston. When you say the Houston Rockets, I think that's the worst team in the NBA. So that shows you, you got built for the draft. So I guess they've been playing ball. So I follow the Eastern Conference more than I follow Western Conference. Like, I'm a Pacers fan. So, when you said that, like, man, so I guess the way they build it, I guess they're doing something good. I doubt they make it far. So when you say they count the Houston Rockets out, I've been counting them out all year. I did not even know they was in second place. And I thought I followed the NBA. But, you know, I guess I ain't following that close.
No, you gotta be listening to your boys' power rankings. I put them up there.
I guess I ain't been looking. When I hear Houston Rockets, I think it's a joke. But I guess I treat them like they're in the playoff right now. They already getting overlooked. So I hope they make some noise. I still think it's going to be OKC and Cleveland Cavaliers. But, you know, that's my team. So that's where I'm under my pick. So, hey, I was surprised about that. What do you think about the Pacers and Bucks?
What do I think about the Pacers and Bucks? I'm scared. I don't even think the Bucks are going to win anything. I just want them to win this stupid series.
They're not going to win this series. This team has been put together for 2 years straight, 3 years straight now. So we're going to get past the Bucks. Ain't going to make it past the Cavaliers or something, but we'll get past the Bucks. So, hey.
I'm going to be so annoyed. So let's talk a bunch. Thanks for the call, Johnny. Let's talk a bunch during the series. Got a minute for Mike in San Francisco. Mike.
Bart, sir, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Good, sir. Just real quick, you crack me up. Not that you need to know this, but it's movie night with the lady, and I stepped out, so that could mean I could be sofa-bound for the evening. But great movie. So far, I was surprised. Marry Me with Jennifer Lopez. It was her night to pick. Anyway, I come out, turn on the your show, and I hear the word Barbie, which was quite interesting to me. But want to pick your brain.
Just... Barbie on a sports show. What's going on, right?
You kill me, man. Real quick. So, about the NBA playoffs, I'm a diehard Warriors fan, Giants, Warriors, whatever, Bay Area. I'm from San Francisco. But I keep an eye on all of it. Houston is no joke, so I don't know how they could be one of the worst teams.
They're not a joke. It's just nobody. Like how many people have seen a Rockets game this year? That's the problem.
Yeah. But the Warriors. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying they're going to win a title, but they blew a few games at the end there. But I wanted to ask you, man, and then I could take your answer off the air or your take on it. But you know, I believe that any division winner or any conference, team with the best record is of course, top dog.
I do have 20 seconds for you. We're almost done.
Gotcha. So the East has been so weak for 20, 30 years. So I just let me know what an idea would be to.
Well, right now, the East, Mike, would have two of the three best teams. The Thunder, the Cavs, and the Celtics are about 99% going to win the finals. One of those three. Maybe it's the Warriors. We'll see. Thanks to Marco Belletti, Carlos Ortiz, Pat Boyle up next. I'm Bart Winkler on the Infinity Sports Network.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.